And in Alaska schools, new state standards are calling for more rigorous education, but in many districts, that goal is matched by an equal desire for more cultural relevancy in the classroom. Educators say it's possible to have both rigor and culture, and argue, in fact, it's necessary, and they're getting creative to prove it. The Bering Strait School District is one Alaska school system overhauling its curriculum to meet rising state standards, but sometimes what's in the books doesn't quite resonate with students. Carolyn Heflin is the Director of Curriculum and Instruction at BSSD.
So if something in the reading curriculum refers to, for instance, the state fair, where many of our students have not gone to the state fair, teachers have to teach that background knowledge, and by the time they get to the assignment, then it's really too late. So what we're doing is throwing pictures of things like Inupiaq days or Yupik days and tying that cultural connection into our reading program so that we build background knowledge with our students and make that connection.
And the person forging that connection through a grant with Koerik is Nome's Marjorie Tabone. Utilizing the archives of Koerik's Eskimo Heritage Program, Tabone is infusing more culturally relevant material into BSSD's reading, writing, and math curricula. It's still early in her work, but so far Tabone says she's adapting some of the writing prompts, adding stories from elders' conferences, and brainstorming ways to blend a wealth of traditional knowledge with Western mathematics.
The idea is to use all of what we have already. We have knowledge on building kayaks. We have knowledge on bending frames and building structures, and using that knowledge and kind of adapting it into this modern concept of mathematics like algebra.
BSSD's Heflin says using long-existing knowledge and resources works best for students and strengthens the connection within the local community. Indian Ed and bicultural teachers are already providing that education at BSSD, but the goal is to have culture in every classroom.
It draws kids in, draws students in, and it's not just reading, writing, and math the Western way. It's how can we involve the cultural aspects of each village into our curriculum.
But Tabone says it's not easy to adapt Western education.
For example, one of the units is called the Wild West, so they're learning about settling land and the Indians, Native Americans, and talking about those that time and trying to make it relevant. You know, how can I do that? What can I do to make it relevant to this area? And I guess the only thing for me was to talk about when people were moving here from another place, you know, so missionaries and all that stuff. So how can we make these things relevant? So these, you know, there's challenges, but I think these are challenges that are just going to have to be resolved. I mean, it's something that needs to happen.
For now, Tabone says she's working with BSSD's curricula to insert traditional knowledge, but she hopes that one day it'll be the other way around, where state standards will be inserted into a curricula already rich in local wisdom. Through an honorarium, Koerik and BSSD hope to continue involving community members to teach them what they believe should be available in schools.
So whether it's telling a story of long ago or teaching the kids how to maintenance their snow machine, telling string stories, drumming and dancing, we do that too as part of this grant.
It'll be a long process to fully renovate the curricula, Tabone says, but she's hopeful the work will have an enduring impact and perhaps be utilized in other school districts, including Nome schools, one day as well. In order to respect the traditional knowledge, Tabone says she's also building an etiquette guide for instructors and reaching out to tribes for permission to share materials they've provided in the classroom.